Agriculture economist Jeff Szczesinski with the National Center for Appropriate Technology, or NCAT, says pastured poultry is a method gaining interest across the country alongside the local food movement.
The idea is that to get them outside in the air, there it changes the quality we think of the meat and possibly the nutritional value of the meat. It lends itself to, you know, just the animal being healthier and happier to a certain extent, although they all end up in the pot.
NCAT has its headquarters in Butte and started in 1976 with the backing of Senator Mike Mansfield. Szczesinski says it does a lot of work in sustainable agriculture, renewable energy, and energy efficiency. He says the appropriate in its name doesn't mean using technology to operate on a large or small scale, but somewhere in between.
What is the appropriate scale that can be sustainable, that can match elements of being economically viable, can help the community, and it can be environmentally sound? So the sustainability and appropriate somewhat are the same basic idea, that there is a proper human scale to industry, that we should search for that.
NCAT teamed up with several other organizations to offer workshops on pastured poultry in Great Falls, Bozeman, down in the Bitterroot Valley, and in Ronan in the Mission Valley. Director Jan Tusick for the Mission Mountain Food Enterprise Center says her organization focuses on economic development for the agriculture sector. The center helps food and agriculture clients navigate regulatory issues, works with food cooperatives, coordinates farm-to-school programs, and offers a certified kitchen to prep fruits and vegetables. Tusick says challenges to raising chickens in Montana include having an available processing facility. There isn't one. Costs to small-scale farmers, and confusion about the rules and regulations guiding the industry.
There's a high demand for local poultry, but there are several barriers. One, of course, we talked about regulations. Feed cost was another barrier. Labor costs for doing on-farm processing of birds, doing those the labor was an issue.
A Hutterite colony in Montana that sells whole chickens has its own packaging plant, and Tusick says the center used to have access to a mobile processing machine, which is now out of service. She says they're working with farmers to pool their purchasing power to lower the cost of buying chicken feed. Another challenge of raising chickens in Montana is handling predators like grizzly bears. The Mission Valley itself has seen several cases of bears getting into chicken coops, killing chickens, and being relocated or killed themselves.
We should not be killing bears for chickens. You know what? If you live up in the mountains, you want to raise chickens, there's a certain reality check here. You might have your chickens eaten by a predator. And why we would destroy that predator because he ate someone's chickens is beyond me.
Part of the workshop discusses electric fencing and cost-share programs available through Defenders of Wildlife to electrify and to build safe coops. Tusick says these workshops are an opportunity to educate people about what needs to be done to get into the business of raising chickens, but there's still a lot to be done on the regulatory side for the industry to take off in Montana. Can people, when you're doing these workshops, with the people that you're working with, would they be able to sell pastured poultry to me right now?
No. No. Not unless we get a 1,000 bird exemption standard in place and signed off by the Department of Livestock that will be interagency approved with the Department of Health and Human Services. So the county sanitarians are on board to allow that processing on farm.
Tusick and Szczesinski say through these workshops, they're exploring the interest that exists in raising pastured chickens for sale and identifying the next steps needed for the industry to develop. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.